This podcast is brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics.
And thanks for joining us for another edition of the Inside Rutgers Athletics podcast. This is Jimmy Gill. It's great to be joined by Rutgers baseball head coach Steve Owens for his weekly update. So the Scarlet Knights ended up winning the series out in Purdue this weekend, improving to 8-6 on the season. Won 7-5 on Friday, lost 7-4 on Saturday, and won the rubber game on Sunday 15-4. So, Coach, just first of all, what were your takeaways from the series?
Whenever you win a series on the road, you're pleased. I thought we played very well on Friday, and I thought we played well enough to win on Saturday, and it just got away from us. And then I think the guys stepped up to a big challenge on Sunday to win a road, series on the last day of the weekend, and they were good. And I was very pleased with that. And I think, that's a confidence builder for our guys.
So starting first with the Friday game, a 7-5 victory came out, took a 1-0 lead in the first, and then three more runs in the third. So let's just first start with Harry Rutkowski, 8 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run against. That wasn't until the 9th inning. And he had 8 outs on the first pitch of an at-bat. Was the Purdue offense just really aggressive against him? He was making his pitches this weekend?
I mean, Harry always makes pitches, but yeah, I mean, they were swinging early. So he was able to pitch deep into the game with only 89 pitches, which is good because he was on a day short, short rest. And he really grinded, through an Ohio State lineup and had a tough, some tough innings the week before to get through. So, for him to be efficient, I'm not really sure, they were kind of ambushing him and he was getting balls off barrels and we were making plays behind him. So I guess, his strikeout numbers were down because there wasn't an opportunity to strike anyone out because the ball was in play early.
Yeah, so as you said, kept his pitch count to 89, got an early lead. Ryan Lasko, a home run in the first and then a home run in the third. And then on Sunday, he ended up having 3 doubles. So what have you seen from Ryan's development as a freshman?
Ryan had a good weekend. He had a solid weekend the weekend before also. And he's just an exciting player. We're having fun, watching him do his thing. And, he's gaining confidence. He's gaining valuable experience. A year ago, the kids playing, against high school pitching. And now he's facing really elite pitching in a very good conference. And he's succeeding. And then his other parts of the game are very exciting too. He's a fast runner. He runs hard. He has very good baseball instinct, and he's made a lot of really great plays in the outfield. So we're happy for Ryan. He's a big part of what's going on right now, and along with a lot of other guys. But he's maturing, and we're happy with the direction that he's headed.
So he was 3-for-4 in that Friday game, 3 RBIs. And moving to the Saturday game, it was a pitcher's duel between Calvin Shapira of Purdue and Ben Moreski. So Ben ended up going 7 innings, no runs allowed. He has not given up a run in 16.1 innings, had 8 strikeouts, no walks. Has he exceeded expectations so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of confidence in Ben. Ben has a lot of confidence in himself. The team has played well behind him, things have gone his way, but he's made them go his way by with excellent performances. He really controls the game, and he's been super. I mean, he's leading the conference in ERA. He's leading the conference in wins. He's leading the conference in the least runs of allowed. He's way up there in many other categories too, including like second or third in innings pitched. So He's not getting hit. He's pitching a lot of innings, and he's striking guys out and not walking them. So it's really a great, really about as good as you can do in all those aspects. So we're happy for him, and we're excited for him to be having such a good start. And we hope that we can keep going for about 8 more weeks.
So that game ended up being scoreless until the 7th. Rutgers scored 4 runs that inning, an RBI from Cameron Love, and then a 3-run double from Chris Brito, 4-0 lead. But then, Coach, what happened there in the bottom of the 9th?
We had an out, and, we didn't take care of the baseball, kind of on a routine play. And then, they got some, baseball is just like anything, the game can turn really quick, and you have to play all aspects of the game for the game's entirety until it's over. And you know, there might have been some lapses there, you know, both defensively and on the mound a little bit, and you know, they kind of got rolling, and you know, it was their first home weekend. There was a lot of fans there, and you know, momentum shifted, and we couldn't stop it. You know, we didn't make any pitches to get out, we didn't make any plays to get out, and it steamrolled on us really quick. We had the right guys out there. Wouldn't do it differently. We just have to do it better. And so, you know, tough way to lose, but again, we've won games that way. You're going to lose games that way when you play as many games as we do. And hopefully a learning process, something that, you know, you look back on and you know, it hurts a little bit, but you can't control it. So we just got to be better, got to learn from it, and move on to the next day. And that's, you know, we talked about it a little bit as a team. And then the next day is a new day, right? And our guys came out and scored 15 runs. So that's a testament to them. I'm pleased with them. You know, we're looking forward, not back. So we're on to this week. We're going to try to work on some of the things that we didn't do well and get better at it. And hopefully, you know, next time we're in that situation, we're better.
So, yeah, you mentioned coming back. And then in that Sunday game, 4 runs right away in the first inning. How do you think that really set the tone?
Well, those were really good at-bats. You know, guys were very, very locked in and prepared. They were ready to play at the beginning of the game, and we did a very good job with it.
Very offensive game, 16 hits, 8 walks drawn. Evan Slight had 3 hits. He also had 3 hits in the Friday game. Chris Brito, a grand slam. I mean, is this a sort of what you envisioned from the middle of this order here?
Yeah, I mean, the middle of the order did a really good job. You know, the top did a good job. The middle, like, the whole lineup did a good job. And, you know, when everyone does their job, the guys that are supposed to get on base, and the guys, you know, who drive them in, you know, then it all works right. It all works great. And, you know, it like goes to plan. That's not how all the games go. You know, you win in a lot of different ways, but, you know, it was exciting to see the lineup, you know, do a really good job and score and then score again and then score again. And it allowed, you know, Brent a lot of freedom to pitch, not be fine and pitch under pressure for the whole day. And it was just what we needed on that day. It really was.
So it ended up being the second straight effective start from Brent Teller. He pitched really well against Ohio State. And then in this game against Purdue, 7 innings, 2 runs allowed, really just pounded the zone. He mentioned after the game his two-seamer has really been helping. How do you think that is helping him?
Yeah, I mean, that's how he pitched for, you know, a lot of years and had a lot of success and kind of tried something a little different this year. And then now we're incorporating, you know, 2 or 3 different, you know, type strategies with how he pitches and how he attacks hitters. And he's a veteran guy. He understands things. If things aren't going well with what you're doing, then you change and you adapt and you adjust and you get back to your strengths. And you know, in addition, trying to exploit hitters' weaknesses. And so, you know, there's a lot of, we've got 3 veteran pitchers out there and they're all different. And, you know, we're excited to have, you know, that type of depth at starting pitcher, where we have an opportunity, if they do their jobs, we have an opportunity to win each time, you know, each time those guys pitch.
So the rotation, Rutkowski, Wareski, and Teller now have at least 30 career starts. Last weekend, they combined to go 22 1/3 innings with only 3 runs allowed. So the team right now is 8-6, back-to-back series wins. You know, you mentioned in the past, home road, it doesn't matter to you, but, you know, how hard is it to win a road series?
Winning series in this conference is hard, home and on the road. Again, I've never really been a guy, you know, that differentiates between the two. You know, obviously at home, there's a little more comfortability. You have some more of your own family and friends, and on a normal year, your own fans, you know, at your school this year, it hasn't been that way yet. But, you know, I think you're more comfortable at home. You're sleeping in your own bed. You're eating regular. You haven't had, you know, the rigors of travel, you know, halfway across the country on 2 different flights, you know, with a mask on. You're not staying in a hotel room by yourself. So, you know, there's a lot of tough stuff that goes along with traveling, especially in a conference as spread out as this. But really, I really don't care about home or away. I just care, you know, that our players show up to play every day. And I guess if you look statistically across every sport, it's probably more difficult to win on the road. But again, you know, we just try to treat every game the same in our program. And if you do that, I think the players believe that, you know, playing at home and playing on the road are the same type of thing.
So back home this weekend to face Penn State, Friday, Saturday, Sunday series, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock. So Penn State comes in 4-10. They did win a game from number 18, Michigan, this weekend. What's going to be the focus heading into this week?
We're just going to try to, you know, continue to today's like a rest and recovery day, and guys getting into the training room and getting caught up in school and resting and eating properly. And then tomorrow we'll get back after our practice, and then we'll start the process of looking at our opponent and trying to figure out, you know, strategy to get them out and strategy to hit their pitchers and style of play. What we have to prepare in, for in practice to be able to handle what they throw at us in the game. And we'll have a couple good days of practice. Then I think, you know, the weather turns a little bit in the middle of the week toward the end, and we might have to go back inside again. But we've played on decent days, except maybe the last game we played was kind of miserable. But we've had decent weather, and I think, you know, looking ahead to the weather, it looks like Friday might be kind of cold and windy like a normal spring day, and then maybe a little better and a little better on Sunday. But it doesn't appear that there's any major obstacles that'll keep us from playing. So we're just going to have a regular week of preparation and line everyone up and get everyone ready, you know, throw the bullpens and get the batting practice and the, you know, situational work in, and then be ready to go.
All right, so Rutgers and Penn State, Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Coach, thanks for your time.
Jimmy, thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
Sounds good. And thank you for listening to another edition of the Inside Rutgers Athletics podcast.